This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Chinese state television says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen to 304 as of the end of Saturday. That announcement came after several countries announced strict travel controls on foreigners who have been in China. But as Lisa Schlein reports, the World Health Organization is advising against closing borders.
WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says closing borders will not keep out the virus.
But the only way to control, to check fever, for example, to identify travel history, to try to monitor who's coming across your border and to see whether they have any signs of infection is through official border crossing points.
China is taking draconian measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Wuhan City, the epicenter of the disease, and 15 other cities have been quarantined, placing an estimated 50 million people under lockdown. Despite these efforts, the virus continues to spread at a rapid pace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Fighting took place across the countryside outside Aleppo, Syria on Saturday as government forces attempted to seize control of a strategic highway that links the capital Damascus with the north of the country. Heavy fighting was reported between Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and the Syrian army in West Aleppo as the HTS tried to advance and to capture some buildings in the area. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported a violent attack by Turkey-backed factions on Syrian government posts in the northeastern rural Aleppo countryside. The Syrian state news agency Sana reported that army units repelled the rebels' attacks west of Aleppo City and continued to target Jabhat al-Nusra and groups affiliated with it. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has threatened to cut security ties with both Israel and the United States in a speech at an Arab League meeting in Cairo. As AP's Sarah Bassett reports, Abbas denounced the recent White House plan for ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Abbas responded angrily to the American proposal, which would grant the Palestinians limited self-rule in parts of the occupied West Bank, while allowing Israel to annex all of its settlements there, which the Palestinians and most of the international community view as illegal, as well as keeping most of East Jerusalem. I will not have it recorded in my history and the history of the country that I sold Jerusalem. Abbas says he told Israel and the U.S. that there will be no relations with them, including the security ties, following the deal that Palestinians say heavily favors Israel. The Arab League's final communique described the deal as a new setback for three decades of peace efforts. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the president of Belarus Saturday in an effort to normalize ties at a time when relations between Minsk and Moscow are under strain. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Pompeo, the most senior U.S. official to visit in more than two decades, said the U.S. supported the country's independence but was aware of its ties to Moscow.
We want to be here. You'll see. We've built our team diplomatically here. By almost double. We'll do that again. We'll have an ambassador here before too long.
Washington and the European Union frequently criticize authoritarian rule in Belarus, but they've lifted most sanctions since President Alexander Lukashenko freed political prisoners and showed more tolerance for opposition.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. And the National Football League's championship game, the Super Bowl, is Sunday in Miami with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners last won the big game in 1995 and are trying to win a record-tying sixth title. Quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo says his offensive line makes scoring easy.
I think our guys up front, you know, kind of set the tone with the run game, you know, getting it started, getting the blocks and whatnot, and the receivers, you know, tie into all that. But then how it ties into the pass game, it's just, that's what makes our offense so good, when we complement each other on pass and run and, you know, just take advantage of the defense.
To win, Garoppolo and the Niners will have to overcome a Kansas City team led by star quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City is in the big game for the first time in 50 years. More than 100 million Americans, plus a worldwide audience, are expected to watch the game on television. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Burke, VOA News.